I'm Davey.
I'm Misty.
DDM Plus.
Unscripted.
Unedited.
Unapologetic.
Let's get it.
What is going on, everybody? I am Davey.
I'm Misty.
And welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of DM Watch.
DM Watch. It's the new DM Watch show.
Yes, it is. DM Watch podcast. So if you're watching us, you may see just a little bit of fur. And there's the nose.
Just a nose.
Yeah, see the dog here. She wants her
just
treats.
Just a doodle nose.
Yep,
it's the booper.
Treats that she gets when we record.
Boop.
So without further ado, here you go. Leave me alone.
There you go. Now just go jaws. Kind of an eye.
Get on up out of here. But hey, hope everybody's doing all right. How are you today, beautiful?
Oh, I'm good. How
good,
are you?
Good, good.
Thanks for asking.
Yep. So,
it's been a long day.
It's been a long day. Before we do anything, before we talk about anything, I would like to talk about the Powerball.
Dun, dun, dun.
The Powerball. Check it out, man. The Powerball.
I mean, what we need to talk about is you won't know we've won, but there will be signs.
There will be signs.
All of a sudden, there's going to be, like, all these new interviews, and it's going to be of, like, really great people.
Exactly. Welcome, Snoop Dogg, to DM Watch Podcast.
What up, Snoop?
We got Snoop Dogg in the house, and, hey, Kevin Hart, glad to see you.
Oh, no. Can we talk about the unapologetic?
Like, who had it first? Who said it first? I thought, just, you know, if I ever see him, I just want him to know that we said it first. But anyway, yeah. $1 billion.
$1 billion. It's crazy.
Billion.
You can't even. Yeah. And the cash option was what, 480?
So when we talk Powerball, look, I would never be upset by still getting 400 something million.
No.
But damn, $1 billion down to 400 something million.
I'm good.
I'm still good.
That'll get me a house.
It's still good.
That'll get me a very nice, modest home in all 50 states.
Now, when we say 400 something million, think about this.
And then
first.
I can go anywhere.
Let's think about this first. Because with $1 billion, the government's even the highest tax bracket, right? Which is what, 27%?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah 27%.
27% sounds good.
So 20, so at 27%, they're taking $270 million. $270 million from you. So that's going to leave you about $730 million.
Again, a really nice, modest home in all 50 states.
Yeah, yeah.
Including Hawaii and Alaska.
Yeah, and also,
I'll play the ultimate game of hide and seek.
Don't get it twisted with what I said. I did these numbers already. This is not something I just randomly came up with. It's math in public. I don't do that. I've already wrote all this shit down.
He has to be prepared.
Yep, I wrote all this shit down, so.
Where I was sitting here
so
going,
270 million could lead you about 730 million.
Yeah.
Then you got to get taxed by the state.
Sure.
So the state is like, oh.
Well, and then you're going to have people don't understand. You're going to have, like, then the next year.
Yeah.
Whatever interest you make, because you're going to make interest on it. Like, literally thousands of dollars a month you're going to make on the interest. So that's new income.
Wait.
So you're going to stay in that tax bracket.
Right. So. The other thing about that is, so you get taxed by the state. Then when you do your taxes, they say, oh, looks like you made, so after all that, the taxes, and let's just say you're left with $400 million. We'll just say nice round number, $400
million. Sure.
Then they're going to say, oh, looks like you made $400 million in a measly whatever, $30,000 or $40,000 mixed in what your normal pay is.
Right.
Now we got to tax that lump sum because now that's your whole income for the year because you get taxed. Tax on your annual.
All I know is it's going straight to the investment person.
Yeah, it's going straight to investment.
Like, trust, and again, nobody will know.
Yeah, man, I got to stop this. Apparently, me and Mr. Ash met
up again. Oh, my God. Are you back with the Ash?
Well, see, what you guys need to understand, I've been training with the spirit of Bruce Lee, and the way he trains me is he throw bean bag powder.
Fitting. I'm wearing my Cobra Kai sweatshirt.
Yeah, you see what I'm and what he
so
throw
that's
these.
Very fitting.
He throw these powdered.
You're
bags
talking about
at
Bruce Lee.
Me. Yeah, you know, and I block him with my elbows every time.
Aye.
You need to understand that. That's what it's all about.
At least I got you to take the do-rag off.
Yeah, I took the do-rag. You guys may see the line. See the little shaded line. Look like my forehead is still trying to make up his mind. Like half want to be in the sun, half don't, or something like that. But it's that's what it is. But no, I mean, you think about the Powerball, though. It's $1 billion. I ain't want to take up too much time talking about this, but
too late.
I know. $1 billion. $1 billion is what we're talking about.
I'll tell you one thing, I'm going to get shark with a freaking laser beam strapped to its head. I know that.
That's happening.
Because I'm getting a fucking moat. Yeah. That's going to be the sign. Misty must have won the Powerball.
Yeah, exactly.
There's a really nice, modest, like, three-bedroom, two-bath ranch and a moat.
It just appeared apparently out of nowhere.
And laser beams strapped to their freaking heads.
Oh, so before we click on this question, notice the mugs. I'm saying the mugs, the DM Watts podcast
mugs.
Then she got the other DM Watts podcast mug. We just want y'all to know that. So it's there. So moving right along, it is time for our
DM Watts merch.
There it is. Time for our question generator.
Brought to you by Redbubble.
Yeah, that's right, Redbubble. So the random question generator of the day. Let's see what the question is going to be.
Are you on the right camera?
Yes, I am. Yes,
okay.
I am. So let me make sure.
I didn't know.
Yep, right on the right camera.
You are.
Yep, there we go.
Hi.
So who is one of your best friends and what do you love about
them? I didn't get to drum roll.
Oh, sorry.
Do you want my favorite part of the show.
So you want to click for another question?
We're fine.
Okay.
It's fine.
Okay. Who is one of your best friends and what do you love about them? Boom. Who's one of your best friends and what do you love about them? Not a bad topic to talk about.
It's not a bad topic.
So clearly.
Say that word, apparently. It's not a bad topic to talk about.
All right. So what do you got for this one off the top of your head?
Off the top of my head, you.
See, and I was about to say this. I was going to say, clearly, the first thing out of both of our heads is going to be each other.
And here's the thing. Like, and I don't mean to speak for you, but I feel like I can. It's not even about, like, guilt. Oh, I better say it's Davey. No, it's literally true. Like,
yeah.
Yes, we're married, and yes, we're in love, and yes, we're happy. But we like each other. Like, you can have all those things, love and being happy, and not really like the person. It can
happen.
That's
true. That is very true.
I mean, it's just, you know, that's a thing. And I really, I like you.
Well, I like you, too.
Thank you.
I like you, too. So.
And we're very strict about what we say about our marriage and stuff like that. We really believe it's a covenant. Yeah. And we just kind of keep our relationship to ourselves. Mm-hmm. But I do tell you everything.
Yeah.
There's no reason not to.
Well, we both do. So I mean, that's what I was going to say is like, when we talk about, you know, who is your best friend and who is one of your best friends and what do you love about them? So obviously I would say the same thing with her, but it's the same thing. Like you said, like, okay, obviously there's like, we're like, oh no, if we don't say each other,
of course,
but no, I agree
say that.
Because, ours is a whirlwind marriage, right? We literally got married 6 months after knowing each other. I was
third date. He proposed on the third date.
The third date. That is true story, folks.
And the third date was 3 days after we met.
That's right. So I couldn't help myself. Still smitten. Still smitten. So here we are 4 years later, still madly in love.
Yeah.
So what do I love most about her? Man. So let me tell you this. Is the one thing that I love most about her is what most guys love about their woman, but hate at the same time.
G-rated.
Huh? Whatever. G-rated. I won't even get into that, but... But no, what I like is the truth. So it's not a matter of if your feelings are hurt or anything like it has to be said.
It's yeah.
Yeah. So it's like, okay, yeah, I get it. You don't want me to say this, but here's the truth. You know what I mean? And I think that as of right now, you know, she made me one of those ones like, hey, it's okay to tell the truth. You're not finna get shot for telling the truth.
Yeah, and
it's one of the things us guys struggle with.
But it wasn't even like the truth. It was like you were allowed to talk. You were allowed to disagree. You're allowed to say, no, I don't like that outfit.
Yeah.
You're allowed to say, because I value your opinion and I respect you. So you're allowed to say, I don't agree with that, because you respect me enough to know that I'm going to make my own decision.
Yeah.
And that I'm coming to you for input, and you will then back me no matter what. Like, you just, you do. And getting to getting you to realize that there was not going to be a repercussion from you telling and being honest about how you felt, about what you thought about certain things, mm-hmm. that it was going to be okay. I think that was, that took a long time.
Yeah. And I think it's that's true. Because a lot of it, when you think about it, as far as, you know, telling the truth and when you're having your best friend, is because, let's be honest, with your best friend, you can talk to him about anything, right?
Yeah.
You talk to him about anything. And then when a lot of relationships or marriages, so he or she is my best friend, I can tell him anything. And a lot of that isn't true.
That's not true.
Yeah, a lot of that isn't true.
That's not true.
Let's be honest here. A lot of folks say that, but that's not what they mean. A lot of it is not true. Like, oh, I could talk to him. No, you can't.
No,
you can't. But it's one of those things that we say with each other that we can talk to each other about anything. And we like to, you know, and that's what we like to do. But, I mean, we have other friends, too. Let's be honest. We're not our only.
Oh, yeah. We're not.
We're two friends.
No,
that we have.
It's just that, you know, I think we're the ultimate, like, there's so many different ways of perceptions of what a best friend is. I mean, you then have to define it. But for us, like, we like doing the same things, but we also like doing things that the other doesn't like to do. However, we allow the other to explore that and look at that, and, you know, we join in. And being a best friend is also being honest and saying, hey, I think you're really messing it up right now.
Yes. That's,
and you need to do better for you. You're better
true.
Than that.
Because
and if you don't have a best friend that says that to you, you don't have a best friend.
Well, and that's the thing. The definition of friends has changed dramatically
so
from when we were younger. Like what she was just saying, if you don't have a friend like that, then, you know, check your circle. Because, you know, remember when we went to the gas station and I went in there to get some lottery tickets?
Yeah.
And then the girl, the young lady there was upset because
I
went in to get some lottery tickets. I was like, how are you today? Not good. Okay.
Here we go.
Here we go. Like, well, I hope I'm sorry to hear that. Yeah, I'm breaking up with my boyfriend as soon as he get back.
Hey, didn't ask, just wanted
didn't
a lottery
any
ticket.
Of these things. I just,
$1 billion.
Yeah. Won a damn lottery. You know, you could probably just go ahead and take this ticket and head on and scan it through. Give me that. Hey. Nope. Well,
he was
out. He's in the Army, and he's TDY, and she heard, well, her best friend told her that he was trying to get with her.
That she heard.
I said, okay.
From her brother's cousin.
I said, okay. So, just out of curiosity, do your best friend and him get along? No. Oh, okay. Red flag. Red flag. They don't get along. She was like, no. I said, have you seen? You said he was Snapchatting her. He was like, yeah. Did your friend show you the Snapchats? No. She forgot to screenshot him.
Red flag.
You're ready to break up with your boyfriend because of what your friend just told
and
you.
But it's also hard, too, because she was, like, what, 20?
Yeah, she was easy, like, maybe 20 years old.
So
but
we're
got to
take, you
know, her, the age into consideration,
well, yeah, because we're old enough to be her parents. Mm-hmm. And as far as Snapchat goes, nothing good comes from Snapchat.
Nothing.
If you're our age.
Yeah.
Let's be honest, though.
I mean,
20-somethings, they all use it.
Yeah.
And that's whatever.
Snapchat was never intended for anything good.
Snapchat is not a good thing.
Snapchat
not good.
Was never intended for anything good at all with Snapchat. It was like, Snapchat is the Ashley Madison of social media.
It is so bad. It's so bad.
Snapchat is literally the Ashley
Don't
Madison.
Don't do it.
That's all that is. Like,
but
I take a picture and it disappears. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I'm sure that's, you know.
But does it, though?
You know, y'all don't remember the snappening?
The snappening?
Yeah. No, I'm not joking. It was called the snappening. Snapchat server got, like, they got hacked.
Oh.
And people, they just released all these photos.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it was called the snappening.
Oh.
It was, look it up for those who are listening. It was called the snappening.
And here's the thing about that, though. It would have been easy because Snapchat filters are freaking amazing. Mm-hmm. Like, they are the bomb. Yeah. I love them.
Yeah,
they're so much fun. But.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah. Like I said.
But.
It was not good.
It's not good.
It was on the news for a while. They servers got hacked.
Oh, see, I wouldn't know that.
Their servers got hacked, and they released all these pictures of random people. People showing themselves.
Ooh.
Yeah, it was not.
Ooh.
It was not fun for some folks.
Yeah, but anyways, I mean, that's the thing, though. Like, why is your best friend, one, Snapchatting him?
Yeah.
Or why is he Snapchatting her?
She said that he Snapchatted her. No proof. Because of this, if you're her best friend, and you're like, hey, this is wrong, let me have the proof.
Not only that, but everybody needs to understand, and I'm not disrespecting the Army, I'm being freaking honest. Military is a sexual culture.
Of course it is.
And if you're going to, you know, you have to really know the person you're getting with. And if you're like a 20-something and they just got in, guess what? Guess what?
Yeah, just
that's going to take a special kind of person that because I know there are people that don't partake in the sexual culture of it. I'm sure there is. But let's say 90%.
I can't.
You're 18, 20, you've never been anywhere, and here's everything offered to you.
And that's true. Like, especially if your first assignment is overseas.
If your first assignment is overseas,
it's like, hey, you've never left the middle of Kansas. And next thing you know, here is Japan, Korea, Germany, whatever.
Yeah.
And it's like, I'm not in Kansas anymore.
Okay, let's get out of the military and back to best friends.
Of course, best friends.
People got to be careful. They've really got to know, you know, of course, everybody's going to have a best friend that they grew up with.
True.
And things like that. There's so many different categories of best friends.
Okay, well, I'd like to actually steer it back to the military on that one when you start talking about friends, because the military gives you a different type of friends.
Oh,
right?
Yeah,
you know
sure.
What I'm saying? When I say a different type of friends, by that I'm meaning, like, you know, I was in the fire department. You may have people that you literally...
And that's what I was thinking.
Yeah,
like,
you may have those friends that you can't stand.
Sure.
But in the middle of a firefight, you trust that person. It ain't about, you know what, he stole my girlfriend.
Yeah.
I ain't messing with him. But in the middle of a firefight, no, that very dude or female that stole your boyfriend, girlfriend, maybe the one you depended on to keep your butt safe.
Well, but I mean, firefighters are so close anyways. They have to be.
Yeah.
Because of that and that trust. And then if you throw in military on top of it, again, same kind of it's trust. And you were firefighter in the military.
Yeah.
So you have all these amazing friends with shared experiences.
Yeah. So you have, I mean, and that's what I'm saying, different categories of friends, right?
Yeah.
You know what you view.
You have your military friends.
Right.
You have your childhood friends.
Right.
You know, you have best friends in your family, like a sibling or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And then, you know.
My brother.
Yeah.
and
my then,
brother.
You know, but it's just funny how, and then you go through your life, you might have, you know, your older friend or your retired friend. Or, you know, when you're a mom, you have your mom friends, you know.
Yeah. You have your different categories.
Yeah.
So this is why this subject can be so broad too, right?
Yeah,
why
it's pretty
subject
cool.
Can be so it can be so broad.
Because
like
then
you
can sit there and you're like,
because
people have work friends or they have work wives or work husbands or you know, work kids, I'm sure.
Yeah. I mean, hell, our brother adopted he calls his next door neighbor's kid his third son.
Oh
you know what I'm saying? He calls him his third son. Because he's always over there, right? You know what I'm saying?
And
so,
then you have, like, your younger friends that you're just kind of, like, hey, trying to mentor. And you have older friends that you're still trying to learn from.
Right. So you can have a best friend in different categories. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I hate it when people are like, I only have one best friend.
Yeah.
And, you can only have one best friend. No, you really can't.
Yeah.
You know?
But
you can have your best church friend.
That's true. One thing remains true, though, about friends. You know, and this is a rarity that you find that doesn't happen. I find that this happens all the time. People change.
That friend
you had in high school,
they do.
You can literally be like, I don't fuck with you no more.
Yeah.
It ain't even a matter of, okay, yeah, we grew apart. We, you know, we haven't spoken in a while. It's like you see where this person is in their life. You're like,
I've seen that.
And then they call you, what up? And you're like, oh, okay, you're still, you know, 19, 20-year-old.
That's always bad.
So then it's like, hey, you have decisions to make, right? Do you pick up the phone or do you tell them about it? Look, man, I don't get out like that. That's just not what I do. You know what I mean? I don't get out like y'all get out.
Well, and then you just, you know, then you have your friends that, you know, you grow apart from. Like, I've had, you know, a wonderful friend, and there's no reason that her and I have you know, aren't communicating or whatever. It's just life.
Yeah.
And it's one of those, I know that if I were to talk to her again, we'd pick it right back up, you know, but it's not going to be this whole thing. But as far as like, I don't know.
But no, see, I have those same things. You know, I talk about my friend Kyrla David.
Yeah.
Right. It's like, look, it's, we grew older. It's not that I have anything against them.
It's just
like, hey, man, life. You guys over there, I'm over here.
It's different,
you know,
experiences.
That's what it is.
You know, it's funny how that goes. But yeah.
You want to. There's no coincidence that we chose this topic.
Oh, it's not?
Yeah. No. Okay, it is. But still.
Oh, okay.
So,
it wasn't the random question generator with a rubber ducky?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. You really like the rubber ducky.
I do. I like rubber duckies.
That's just like, you guys thought you put emphasis on that rubber ducky comment, right?
I like rubber duckies.
Yeah.
They're so fun.
What I was going to say when it comes to friends, rubber duckies. All right. But when it's coming to friends, going back to our previous conversation, the fake friends, such as the people that come along when you win the lottery. But
man, why do you think I'm getting the moat?
The fake friends
with the sharks and the labors and beams.
To the lottery winner, you know, congratulations. I guess I'm congratulating ourselves. So, baby, congratulations on winning the Powerball ahead of time in the future. So we just, you know, hey, thanks everybody for congratulating us. We didn't want to put it out there.
I will let you know where 49 of the 50 homes are.
Yeah. But, you know, those friends, right? Those friends, and then all of a sudden, everybody has cancer when you win. You know what I'm saying? Everybody has.
No.
Everybody has a business idea. Oh, Lord.
Everybody. See, okay, so wait. And I've got to make you watch this movie. You've never seen the movie The Jerk. Wait, was it The Jerk?
I've not seen the movie The Jerk.
Yes, it was The Jerk.
Yeah.
And he creates this thing, and it's for the eyeglasses, and he becomes like an overnight billionaire.
Okay.
Okay. And, all the people come to him and like, you know, we need money. We've got an up and coming sport. And they're like showing him this film of it. And it's kittens fighting. And he's like, this is the most disgusting thing I've ever seen. And it was just really, you know, instead of cockfighting, it was kitten fighting. And it was just, but it was through, you know, you see this whole like evolution of him, just like this dude that was just starting out his life. And it's kind of stupid. And he, you know, then becomes a billionaire, and how like money starts to change him. And it's one of the lines I'm always saying, Bernadette Peters plays his girlfriend in it.
Uh-huh.
And they lose the money, or his wife, and they lose all the money.
Oh.
He ends up getting sued because the thing he made was for eyeglasses, and he made everybody go cross-eyed.
He made everybody go cross-eyed. I have seen
that
movie.
And so, you know, he's like, is that all you think about is the money? And she's like, it's not the money, Clavin. It's all this stuff. That's what I'm always going, I'm just going to miss this stuff. Because, anyways.
Well, I mean, yeah, I remember The Jerk. I don't remember the lines.
Get away from the cans. Sorry. I'm a child of the
70s. Yeah.
And I love Steve Martin so much.
Clearly. But I mean, that goes once again, like we said, with fake friends, right? It's like, you know, the jerk. That's a prime example. Like, you know, hey, he got all this money, and all of a sudden, like you said, people come to you with business ventures. All of a sudden, they're your friends from
charities.
You got cousins you don't know that existed.
Yeah.
Your daddy's side on you know the third street over whatever, but that's what it is. I'm just saying, that's what it is. You don't remember me, man? Like, you know, we went to grade school with each other. What?
The crappy thing for you, though, is you have no memory of stuff.
Yeah.
So when they literally could be telling you the truth and you wouldn't know.
Well, whether I would know or not, the answer's still
the
same.
Well, it's, you know, I guess this question is more about, like, who's in your circle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you've got, come on, let's be real, you've got Dennis.
Yeah, of course I could. Yeah, Dennis.
Hi, Dennis.
Yeah, hey, what's going on, brother? You know who he is. But, yeah, I mean, he already know the deal. You know what I'm saying? But you got people who was never in your circle that all of a sudden, the thing is, when you have friends, lottery or not, when you have friends, it has been so important nowadays in today's society is to keep that circle as tight as possible.
You don't
always look to expand that circle, because what we have both had to find out the hard way, the more you expand that circle, the harder it is for your span of control to be able to, you know, view everything. You'll be able to step outside and see the how why is the circle so big. You're
yeah.
Like, hey, everything's cool. You have a circle this big, you know, the size of this cup, trying to put 5,000 things in it. It's like,
yeah.
Wait a minute. Ain't,
remember
ain't.
What happened to MC Hammer, people?
That. Remember that?
Remember the MC Hammer.
Don't get me wrong. They put me in the mix. Look, Hammer was, for those who don't know MC Hammer, you can't touch this. Too legit.
Too legit.
Too quit. Too
legit.
I think that's
how
it went.
Yeah.
Too late. Something like that. Anyway.
Hey.
Yep. That. Just like that.
That's why we play.
Yep. The MC Hammer. The man was like a multimillionaire 100 times over.
Hammer time.
And that's what happened.
And the Hammer pants.
Hammer timed all his funds. He was giving out like crazy.
Yeah.
Giving out like crazy. And next thing you know, Hammer was broke. It was Hammer time on his finances.
Yep.
That's what happened. So that's what we talk about, though, with friends. You know what I'm saying? So it's like when they talk about who's your best friend and, you know, what do you love about them, take all those things into consideration.
You have to.
Like, who's going to have your back through thick and thin no matter what? Whether you rich, poor, if you went broke right now.
Who would be with you?
Who could you call right now and say, man, I fell on bad times. I'm broke. I need a place to stay. You know, look, I won't be, you know, in your hair. I need to get my feet up. You know, I said, who could you call to do that? You know, it's one thing that I used to tell my children when they were younger. And then it's like, oh, my friend. I'm like, listen to me. You think they're your friend?
They're not your friend.
I said, I'm going to tell you something. Get kicked out of my home and ask to stay with them. You think they're your friend? Let me tell you something. They're your friend. Yeah, the one that's driving you around. Okay. That's your friend. Ask them to pick you up from work. Watch how quickly that a ride home from your job turns into $20 in gas.
Yeah, that's true.
It turns into $20 in gas money. So, but that's the pretty much the gist behind it, baby. You got anything else on it? I saw it. You were just like, I'm golden here.
No, I just think, you know, people need to realize that, you know, you can have multiple friends and there's only a few core, like you're saying.
Yeah.
And I think the biggest thing for me is like your spouse or your partner or whoever should never keep you from talking to those people.
Yeah.
Like that's one thing that we have, you know, in our relationship. If I see one of your friends is not good for you or is constantly putting you in a state of upset or something, okay, I'm going to say something.
Yeah.
Because I am your best friend.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be like, dude, they're not good for you, but whatever. Like, I'm just saying, every time you talk to them, you get really irritated. So figure that shit out.
That happens. Before we go, I want to comment on my shirt, though. You know, she has the Cobra Kai.
I have shirt cool on. Shirt.
Yeah, Cobra cool Kai. I get... For those who don't know, okay, next to the dog, got you. But
what's
so
Dad?
I'm sitting here chilling.
What's your shirt,
I was
Dad?
Coming out of my physical therapist, and this old guy said, "Hey, I just want you to know this shirt you got on really dates you. This is a shirt of Jesus.
It's a cartoon, like an anime
Jesus, animated Jesus giving the devil a noogie.
And it's funny. It says noogie, 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 noogie.
And he was like, "I haven't heard anybody use that word noogie in forever, bro. He said you're really dating yourself." I said, all right, well, I just wanted
it's a very
y'all to
cool
know
shirt.
That
but I also, I have to, on I don't know why we went to that, but
good.
I have
I just
to say this.
I saw my shirt.
So I had to take Devonair, our son, to one of our sons, to the emergency room.
Mm-hmm.
And he was wearing his new hat, and I didn't, I forgot that he had gotten himself a new hat, and he showed me, but it went, you know, I'm like, oh, that's funny. And so this hat, it's a black baseball cap, and it's in Titleist font.
Yep.
So if you know Titleist, you
it's
know
like
that font.
Right?
Yeah, you know this font.
That's what Titleist font is.
It's, you know, golf balls and stuff. It's very distinct font. And on but it says titties. And it makes you take a double take.
Yeah.
And I took it to the emergency room, and I turned, like, I was, like, talking to someone, and I turned and looked. And everybody's looking at his hat, like the doctors and nurses and stuff. And they're just kind of like this half smile. And I look at his hat and I'm like, why do they keep staring at him?
Yeah, his hat.
Then I saw his hat and it said titties. I'm like, oh, this kid.
But it's one of those things that you just look at like, did that? Okay.
Did I really say titties, or am I having a stroke?
But that's an inside joke, too, is I told him, how come you didn't say, like, big ass on it and say big ass titties?
Is that your favorite movie?
Yeah, it's my favorite movie, Tropic Thunder. Y'all go ahead and take a look at that.
By the way, your kid shouldn't be your best friend.
Yeah. Let's go ahead and throw that out
no,
there.
No, I
your
mean,
kid should not be your
there's
best
a
friend.
Level of friendship you have as your kids get older and that as you get older that you have with your children, but.
Yeah. Sorry, the dog. But, no, I agree. Your kids really should not be your best friend because then lines get crossed.
Yeah, but, I mean, you have a friendship crossed. With your mother. I have a friendship mm-hmm. with my mother. But, you know, there's...
We have relationships.
We have relationships.
Yeah, you get it.
I lost my train of thought.
Yeah, you get what we're trying to say, but the line doesn't get crossed. Like, it's her mom. She's her mom's daughter. You know what I mean? And stuff like that. But it's not like, hey, we talk, but it's just like, all right, look, I get it. You're my mom. And so, like, I know that the lines don't get crossed. You're not my therapist either. You know what I mean? Like, can't just and be a certain way.
But that's the thing. And with your best friends, guys, you know, make sure that you give or you receive, you know, you give as much as you.
As much as you or you receive just as much as you
give. Yeah. You know, like, if you're always dumping on your best friend, like, with your problems, make sure that you're there to listen to them,
listen
too.
To theirs. Don't be though that type. That was it. Fair weather friend. Is that what it called?
Yeah, fair weather friend.
No fair weather friend.
Oh Lord.
I'll be there to the end.
Oh my.
Oh, Johnny Gill.
Oh, okay.
All right, look it up, Johnny Gill.
You
when you TikTok
exactly
this,
exactly like that.
When you TikTok this, it better be Johnny Gill's on there. Fair weather friend. I won't be no fair weather friend. It sounds just like that.
Oh my.
Yeah, just
you're really getting it. You're getting it.
I'll be there to the end.
You sound just like Johnny Gill.
Even in stormy weather.
Wow.
I'm just saying, like, you know, I didn't make my mouth go really wide like Johnny Gill's mouth does. No, I clearly know she's joking with me. So anyway.
I love it when you sing. You're my best friend. I'm being honest.
Yeah, see. Anyway, that's going to do it for our best friend episode. She is such a punk. That's going to do it for our best friend episode, guys. Who's your best friend? What do you love about him?
Yeah.
And this is my other best friend. Man's best friend.
Man's best friend. Yeah. Your animals.
Yeah, my dog.
And then I have all my best friends from, you know, growing up.
Yeah. So take
a look. I love you guys.
Take a look at your
circle. You
know
who you are.
If it's too big, tighten it up.
Hey, Thomas. Hey, Marcus.
They know who they are.
Hey, Bobby.
Yeah. And it's like, it sounds like the new edition or something. Like,
right? Hey, we used to roll around the bay. They know who they are.
Sound like he was calling a new edition cast.
Well,
but hey, that's our episode.
It was Oakland
guys.
In the '80s. Yeah.
That's our episode, guys. For your friends and stuff like that. And do you love them? What do you love about them? Yeah, who's your best friend? What do you love about them, guys? But hey, thanks for tuning in for this episode of DMY's podcast. Thank you, guys. Thank you for continuing to listen to us. We really appreciate it all. Signing off for DMY's podcast. Davey.
I'm Misty.
And we are DMY. Sorry you guys didn't win the Powerball, but that's going to be our thing.
Wait, put the shovels in the box.
Hey, in the words of Drake, no new friends.